With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. There's more fallout from a Biden radio interview that took place after the presidential debate. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
We learned last weekend that the Biden campaign sent approved questions to two black radio hosts who interviewed the president. Now, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports that a Wisconsin-based talk radio network also agreed to the Biden campaign's request to make two edits to its interview with the president before airing it. Civic Media said its decision to make the tweaks fell short of journalistic interview standards. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Senator Ted Cruz of Texas predicts Democrats will force President Biden to drop his campaign for re-election and replace him with one of two prominent black women. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Cruz says Biden will be forced out and replaced by either Vice President Kamala Harris or former First Lady Michelle Obama. Cruz told Fox News the Democrats have known for some time that Joe Biden was mentally impaired, but are taking action now only because, quote, they realize the American people have seen that and they're terrified he's going to lose in November. Some polls have given both Harris and Obama a slight edge over Donald Trump. Bob Agnew reporting.
President Biden made a verbal flub, introducing Ukrainian President Zelensky as President Putin at the NATO summit, to the gasp of many. Biden then announced later a new $225 million aid package for Ukraine, including a Patriot missile system to bolster its air defenses against Russian airstrikes. In Chicago, civic leaders joined the mayor and the governor to announce a pledge of $100 million in private funding for anti-violence programs, also known as violence interrupters. Pritzker said the state's also pledging $175 million for the programs. It follows a weekend, 4th of July weekend, where 100 people were shot in Chicago. This is SRN News. The Global Methodist Church is changing some of its practices in the wake of its church's disaffiliating from the United Methodist Church. SRN's Bill Alexander reports.
Among the changes, it will no longer use an annual clergy appointment system. The church formed after the United Methodists changed their book of discipline to allow same-sex marriage and homosexual clergy. It will instead allow what one clergyman calls a more fluid approach, making clergy appointments as they come, rather than an annual review. The Reverend Terry Bentley tells AL.com, one of the hardest parts of starting a new denomination is making sure all of its churches have pastors. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Athletes from around the world are gathering in France for the Paris Olympics. Secularism in France has caused the country to forbid its athletes from wearing headscarves as well as other visibly religious symbols. Athletes of different faiths are urging sports organizations to better respect religious practices. This is SRN News. Optimism about interest rates gave Wall Street a boost, though the S&P 500 and NASDAQ indexes tumbled on Thursday.
Most stocks rose after the latest update on inflation bolstered Wall Street's hopes that relief on interest rates may come as soon as September. Nearly 80% of the stocks in the S&P climbed on Thursday. Home builders, real estate owners, and other stocks that benefit the most from easier interest rates led the way. Slumps for Nvidia, Tesla, and other influential stocks masked the underlying strength. That dragged the S&P 500 down 0.9%. The NASDAQ fell 2%. The Dow edged up 32 points. That's about 0.1%. Bond yields fell sharply after the inflation report came in cooler than expected. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note dropped to 4.21%. Seth Sutel, New York.
This year's Minnesota State Fair has an interesting variety of new foods. One, deep-fried ranch dressing. More on these. This more at SRNnews.com.